machine, I forgot to turn one knob down. I wanted to tape what you were saying because we find actually it's true that when we try to speak philosophy sometimes to unwilling persons, they take that we're trying to convert them,
yeah.
And therefore they feel threatened. They react in an adverse way, put up so many barriers.
Chanting, they will take part. That's it.
Before you went to America, in India, before 1965, were people coming at all, Indian people, to learn anything? Were they interested in any way?
No.
Now they're coming. So many.
They're coming. But I was engaged in writing. I was not visiting many.
When they begin to write, then they finish up their activities and retire and simply write. But you wrote first and then came out. And
I personally, I don't think that even Americans or Westerners would have accepted even your teachings as clear as they are without having your personal association and seeing your example. I think people would have thought that it's totally impossible to do such things.
It would have remained theoretical, but because you came and showed a practical example, then everything's become very easy.
Yeah. I'm only actually probably realizing that. That is the way of teaching.
I read some of your old Back to Godhead magazines. And actually you've been saying the same thing all along, and with the same force also. Some of your critiques of Dr. Radhakrishnan's Bhagavad Gita and modern...
Oh, you've read it?
Oh, yes.
Scholars deluded.
Yes.
Sometimes the devotees say that now Prabhupada is preaching much more strongly than ever before. But then when we read the old Back to Godhead, it's exactly the same.
Even if we read the first canto of Bhagavatam,
it's very
strong. You translated that in India before you came.